we were saying, we've played better this season at home and just taking a point. Yeah, I thought, listen, they're fighting for their lives, Chesterfield, and I think we're disappointed with second half. Once we got into it, we scored on, you know, a second goal at a great time just before half time, and we wanted to really come out and turn the screw if we could, but we didn't manage that, and they always looked a threat. So, you know, we missed opportunities. I suppose before the game, if you said we're going to win 2-0, we'd take it. We said, you know, performances are great. And to get results on a consistent basis, you need consistent performances. You know, you can fluke the odd win, but we've had consistent performances. We haven't got the results that performances have merited. We know that. So today was, I would say, an average performance, but fantastic result.
It's been a good week with back-to-back wins and Josh Cullen signing an extension to his loan deal.
That's right. Yeah, it's been. I think, you know, the away win last Monday was a huge win. We've had too many draws and we were goal down at half time. So the players dug it out themselves, backed by fantastic support there. And they were all naturally looking forward to today's game. Again, the group we've got, a little slightly bit of disappointment after the game, you know, that we struggled second half because we got a little bit sloppy. But you've got to give Chesterfield credit because, as I said, they're fighting for their lives and they pushed us all the way. But yeah, and then obviously I think to re-sign Josh was a big one. We've been working on it for a few weeks. It looked at one stage it wasn't going to happen, so I would have been really disappointed if that had been the case, but we've managed to get it over the line. And Greg's been working tirelessly behind the scenes, you know, been speaking to him about players coming in and agents, etc., etc. So it was good to get Alex in as well. I've not seen him play, the young lad. I've seen, obviously, lots of games on the tapes and watched a lot of DVDs of him, but he's played out on the right-hand side for Port Vale, and, you know, we know he wants to play as a number nine, as a striker, and that's what we've brought him for, to get in the box and take chances and score goals for us, really.
Was it always a plan to start with Alex Jones today, or was it because of the injury to James?
Yeah, it was... I think it was slightly unfair to start him anyway because he'd been out for 7 days with illness. He'd just met all the boys for the first time yesterday. But it was actually after speaking to him on Thursday, you know, it made me mind up that it was a decision that was going to make after we found out James wasn't going to be available. We could have still played a different shape and other players, but he's not one that's going to be phased with big crowds. He's got a good temperament, good mentality. So I think it was the boy himself that made our decision. But if James had been fit, we would have started with Hansen Awula, because I thought it was a little bit unfair to start him. But, you know, he did fine and he gave everything he had until he naturally tired.
It's just a bit of a knock, isn't it, with James?
Nah, yeah, it just on Thursday we turned on AstroTurf and I think he was desperate still to be involved today. But we've got to learn his lessons. Tony McMahon's come back too early from a thigh strain because he's just desperate to play, and Billy Clark's done exactly the same. So along with the physios and James and myself, you know, we took it out of his hands and said, no, we don't want to take any risks for just one game. Rest, recuperate, and I'm sure he'll be ready for next Saturday.
And Mark Marshall, another great performance from him.
Yeah, we've asking him to, you know, finish his good work with goals, so that was terrific. He could have had an outstanding goal, couldn't he, sitting down? I think his little legs just tired, but he couldn't get a shot off, but that'd have been some solo goal. You know, he's that type of lad. He just does his best and gives his all for the club, and great for him to get the first goal for us, because we mentioned that again yesterday and before the game. The last few games we've lost the first goal, and it always puts that little bit of pressure on you, so to get the first goal was great, and obviously to score right on half time was massive. As I say, slightly disappointed we didn't go on and turn the screw and get another one, which would have probably allowed us to bring a couple of young kids on. All in all, good day's work, and we move on to next Saturday now.
You said during the week about Geordie always getting right in there, and he showed that with that second goal.
Yeah, it's a great run, a great ball across from Josh, and it's one of them that could bobble up. You know, it's took a bounce in front, and thankfully he's put it away. I thought he scored one the second half. I think most people did when he's taken a great ball by Law, took it down well, and just gone into the side netting. Keeps pointing, I thought his movement was terrific today. You know, we're trying to say to Alex just to stay down the middle and play on their back two and try to stretch, and Geordie come into pockets and holes and his movement and his touch. I thought he had another good display.
Tony McMahon took a nasty whack on the ankle in the second half. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, but he did, yeah. He took a whack on it, yeah. But no, he's... they're all good. I think I'll probably give him Monday off because they looked a little bit leggy, I thought, second half. They've worked hard, we've worked them. They obviously game Saturday, Monday, and we worked them a little bit this week. So refresh the batteries and look forward to a trip down to Shrewsbury next Saturday.